Newton Media Group, a family of creative services, presents the VoiceOver Work podcast, an eclectic collection of viewpoints, water cooler knowledge, and inspirational stories from some of the newest audiobooks on the market. I'm your host, Russell Newton. Thanks for listening today, and hope you're doing well. Trauma and Tenacity in Vietnam, A Surgeon's Story. Written by Dr. Mary Jane Ingwe. Narrated by Russell Newton. In 2011, I was looking for a willing subject for a book. A business professor at Indian River State College in Vero Beach, Florida, suggested I contact Dr. Sheldon Kushner, an adjunct teaching undergraduate anatomy and physiology. We arranged a meeting on campus, and I told him I was a freelance writer currently working for the local paper. Sheldon immediately wanted to talk about the year he spent as a surgeon in Vinh Long, Vietnam. He explained that he had all the letters and audio reel-to-reel tapes he had sent his wife while overseas and that these would tell his story. Over the next few years, Sheldon showed me these letters. I purchased a vintage 1960s Craig 212 reel-to-reel tape recorder on eBay so I could listen to the audio messages. Sheldon also shared many slides he took with a camera he purchased during a brief visit to Japan. These provided a visual chronicle of his time in country from March 1968 to March 1969. When we think of Vietnam and medicine, there is a natural tendency to think of the MASH image of treating American soldiers wounded in combat. However, unlike the TV doctors who helped our servicemen, Sheldon used his medical skills to care for wounded Vietnamese civilians. This role represents a new part of the story that is Vietnam. It was an effort by our government to improve health conditions and showcase America's compassion and good intentions to win the hearts and minds of the South Vietnamese people. Several types of medical units serve the South Vietnamese people, and these are detailed in subsequent pages. The great hope was that the South Vietnamese would embrace these medical practices and continue them, just as our military believed that as we advised the South Vietnamese, they would gain the ability and motivation to defeat the North Vietnamese. This lofty goal of medical mentorship was never achieved, but the men and women who went to do the job came away changed and wholly committed to the idea that they made a difference. When we read about other people's lives, we feel their triumphs and tragedies. We vicariously experience the lessons life taught them. In Vietnam, Sheldon learned that he was a survivor, a man whose love of medicine was broadened to explore the inner sense of pride in his work. He discovered he had a tenacity to meet the challenge of unrelenting daily surgery, and that under less than optimal conditions, he and his team could use creativity to accomplish their goal of keeping people alive. His ethics were left intact in spite of what he saw around him. Most of the letters and tapes utilized in the writing of this book reflect the emotions of an inexperienced 26-year-old physician, overwhelmed and unprepared for the horrors of a brutal war that he did not understand. The scars remain imprinted in the minds of many veterans who return home alive, only to be met by the insensitivity, contempt, and hatred conveyed by some people who did not serve in Vietnam and who did not understand. In the pages ahead, you'll see the profound effect Sheldon's service in Vinh Long had on him physically and mentally. It also shaped his opinion on the war. It was truly the defining period of his life. This has been Trauma and Tenacity in Vietnam, A Surgeon's Story, written by Dr. Mary Jane Ingwe, narrated by Russell Newton. Copyright 2017 by Mary Jane Ingwe, Ph.D. Production copyright by Mary Jane Ingwe, Ph.D. To learn more about today's author or book, please visit Amazon.com. Show notes and further information can be found at RussellEricNewton.com. With an eclectic collection of insights, knowledge, and trivia from some of the newest audiobooks on the market, This has been the Voice Over Work podcast, brought to you by Newton Media Group, a family of creative services.